Hello there, and welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. You are the key person. You're the person we pray for. We want you to participate. We want you to be the teachers here. That's right. You are the catechists here on this show. So what you have to say is so important and can help other souls today. So be part of this beautiful movement, this evangelization effort that we do each and every weekday here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Show team is in place, Matt and Michael Rich, and we're waiting for you to call or text in to the main phone number here. But let me ask the question first so you can think about it for about 30 seconds. Then I need you to call in. Don't wait till the end of the show. I don't know what's happening. I think you think it's summertime or something. You're waiting till the very last minute to call in and filling the phone lines. I need you to do it right now. So the leaders of the pack, that's you. If somebody has called you a leader, that's you. That's right. So you got to step up and answer the question. Here's the question. Are you looking forward to retirement? Maybe you're in retirement and you're enjoying life. You're having a blast. Maybe you're in retirement and you're bored out of your wits. You're so tired of playing golf and tennis and hobbies and playing cards that you really maybe want to go back to work or something of that nature, or volunteer or do something at the church. But are you looking forward to retirement? Say if you're working a full-time job, you're out there and it's you're doing the same thing over and over again each day, and you're really thinking about, well, when I get older, I'm going to do this, or I'd like to do more volunteering at the church or teach OCIA or something of that nature. So think about it for a moment. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We are live today on this beautiful Monday, July 27th. That's right. We're almost at the end of July. Guys, time is flying by. That's why each time we have an hour together, let's use it wisely to help other souls get closer to God. Are you with me on this? I'll answer the question, but you got to call in or text in to this number, 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please call or text to that number. Speak to Matt. Tell him a little bit about your story and then come on air with me. It's very, it's a great experience. I mean, I don't think I've ever in 11 years heard anybody say it was a horrible experience calling in. It's really wonderful, and we can really help souls together. But let's do it together. But I need your help. So stop what you're doing. I know you got a busy Monday, probably a long to-do list. I have such a long to-do list this day. I really do, this week. But I'm going to try to get most of it done today. Why? I don't know, because I'm an overachiever, I guess. I just want to get it done. I'm so sick of looking at the list. So I am getting it done today, and I know you're probably getting it done today, your list. But guess what? I need about 15, 20 minutes of your time to come on air and speak about this. It's a very important topic. You'll see. We're going to talk about our faith. We're going to talk about the spiritual life. You'll see how I'll weave it in. Trust me on that one. What I need from you is a phone call or a text. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're heard on most of the affiliates for EWTN, and also on EWTN's platforms all over the world. So you can call in from anywhere around the world. If you hear the sound of my voice, we are live right now. We'd love for you to call in. Please dial in and answer the question. Are you looking forward to retirement, or are you in retirement and you want to get out of retirement, go back to work? Or maybe you're in retirement and you're enjoying life. You're living life to the fullest. You're having a great time. Maybe you moved. Did you move when it was time to retired? Did you downsize, sell the family home and go to a place like a 55 and older place where you can have all these activities? Tell us what it's like, okay? And I'll answer the question right now, because I think it's only fair that I participate. Am I looking forward to retirement? Well, I think the idea of not having to report in and, you know, be on time for certain things and things of that nature, that's always something that I think most of us possibly could look forward to, right? Because we can just, if we wanted to sleep late or we wanted to do something else one day, we don't have to have this really set schedule. But am I looking forward to retirement? The truth is, I'm never going to retire. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought about it, and I really prayed about this last night, but preparing for this show this morning, I really can envision myself on the deathbed, ready to leave this earth, and still teaching about the faith. Absolutely. So I don't think I'm ever going to retire, because I, as long as God gives me a voice and the ability to speak, I'm going to do whatever I can to help people realize how much God loves them. So I don't think I'm ever going to retire. And that's okay. It's all good. I love talking about God. So for me, it's not work. It's a mission. It's definitely a vocation in my mind. So that's how I feel. Do you feel that way? Maybe you're working, you know, for the church and you feel the exact same way. You know, it's so beautiful to be able to talk about God and teach and be, you know, I'm a catechist. That's what I am. I'm a catechist. I love talking about the faith and watching that aha moment go off in people's minds where they realize, wow, this is much bigger than myself. And I want to get to know God more, and God loves me, and He created me, and I'm created in the image and likeness of God, and I'm a son or daughter of the Most High God. I mean, there's so many elements that when you watch somebody get to that realization, you're like, this is so cool, this is so amazing, and there's a real rush to that, of beautiful feeling inside that when a soul comes to that understanding, that deep interior soul understanding. So yeah, I would really miss that if I was. I mean, believe me, I love hobbies. I love, you know, golf. Everybody knows I played golf since I was 4 years old. So I love all the sports and things of that nature, but I could not do that round the clock. You know, if somebody told me, well, you had to choose, you know, you could talk about God or go do hobbies or play golf. No, that's not going to work for me. I have to talk about God. So how about you? Are you looking forward to retirement? Maybe you're working in a job like in the secular world, like you're in business or something of that nature, and you're thinking, okay, when I retire, I have a sibling that felt this way, and when she retired, she did more work for the church. Absolutely. Maybe that's a time for you to devote totally to volunteering at the church. So please answer the question. Call in 833-288-3986. Are you looking forward to retirement, or are you in retirement? Please dial in. I'm waiting for you. I'll be right back. Okay, phone lines are just starting to light up. That's the way to do it. Thanks, you guys. I really appreciate it. You've never let me down in 11 years on Take Two. Never. You've never let me down. I don't know if you let Jerry down when he's done it solo, the show, but you never let me down. And I love that about the Take Two family. You guys are amazing. So the couple open phone lines, if you'd like to jump in, are you looking forward to retirement, or are you in retirement, enjoying life, or you want to get out of retirement, talk about retirement. It's all about retirement today. Basically, that's it. I answered the question, so now I need you to jump in. Number to dial or text in is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And yes, the answer that I just got, I mean, the answer that I'm just going to give to the wonderful Take Two family member that just messaged me said, Debbie, you sound really chipper today. You sound happy. Yes, I am, because I'm feeling better. Thank you to medicine, and thank you to all you guys for the prayers, because I'm feeling better. So I do. I feel very happy. Yeah, it's good to feel healthy. but cause I was pretty sick. Michael, my producer, you know, I think he was worried about me for a little bit there, but now I'm back. Okay. So today, July 27th, I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, is drum roll, Father Mitch Pacwa's birthday. That's right. Father Mitch's birthday. Please, everyone, if you know him and you can reach him, or on Facebook or on social media, whatever, send, you know, birthday wishes. Please, thank God. Thank God today that Father Mitch was born. He is a brilliant, brilliant individual, an amazing fine priest. The guy is just, I mean, he speaks so many languages. I can't even count how many languages he speaks. He's just incredible, and he cares. He cares about our souls. I just love that. Father Mitch is such an awesome, awesome person. And it's his birthday today. And I love when we can acknowledge that it is his birthday on air, so all of us can just storm heaven and thank God for Father Mitch being born and traveling this life with us for 77 years. Wow. Incredible. He looks great, and and we just wish him many, many more years. So Father Mitch, if you're listening, we love you here on Take Two. Thank you so much for all you do for us. Okay, just two open phone lines. That's it for the first set of callers to come on air with me at talking about retirement. 833-288-EWTN. Call or text to this number, 833-288-3986. We're very friendly. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. I'm going to get to Michael in Saratoga, New York on YouTube. I'm waving to you, Michael. Michael, welcome to Take Two.
Hello there, Debbie. Well, you were just talking about Father Mitch turning 77 today. If he was born just one day earlier, he would have had the same birthday as mine.
Wow, happy birthday. You're born on Saints Joachim and Anne. Very beautiful day.
Yes, I'm very happy about it. And I actually was watching the final feast day mass from the Shrine of St. Anne de Beaupré on the internet last night.
Cool. Wow. Well, yes. happy birthday, Michael. I'm going to put you in the prayer book. I'll always remember your birthday. I love July 26th. I love the feast day. My middle name is Anne, and I have relatives that were born on July 26th as well. So way to go, Michael. So thank you. So what do you think about this topic?
Well, I'm actually happy that and that's the reason why I'm calling in. And this is all kind of, everything that we're talking about all kind of ties in together, because toward the end of my working days, it was kind of like, again, it was a lot of tension in the office. And so the sooner I got out of there, the better I felt.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying when you felt good about retirement? Tell me a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, describe a little bit more, Michael, for us.
Well, basically, it's like I don't have to go on a bus to go down to work every day.
Oh, okay, so what it takes, the effort to go to get to work and to be on time and all that, right?
Right, and plus getting there and getting back and all that stuff and some of the other stuff I have to do. And mm-hmm. Now I have a little, and plus now I can go places that I haven't had a chance to go, even up north, mm-hmm. as well as being able to help out with the parish, especially at some of the funeral liturgies.
Oh, wow. So you were able to travel more, so it gave you that time to do that, and then to be at the parish more. And funeral liturgies, I'm sure you've learned so much from those, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you share anything?
Well, the thing is that I have seen some funerals, and I'm not sure if you had a chance to listen a little bit earlier, the Catholic Connection. It was in the second hour where I guess there was some pushback on Bishop Bob Rocky's new funeral edict in the Diocese of Springfield in Illinois, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And the reality of it, I think, with that is that some of it is because I have seen some eulogies go completely off the rails.
Mm. Too many family members participating in it or something? Become too emotional?
Well, not just that, but also some of the eulogies. There was one that was, and what makes this even more appalling was that the person who was given the eulogy badmouthed his father, ooh, who was a deacon.
Oh, no, that's not good.
No, it isn't good.
Yeah, that's not the right time to do that. Wow. So he aired dirty laundry about a deacon. Yeah, that's not cool. At a funeral. Was it, do you know if that particular mass that they were talking about, was it streamed online? Did they talk about that?
I was there in person, so I don't know. Probably was not, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's another problem, Michael, because people are streaming funeral liturgies, and so those things are out there forever.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that one stuck in my mind as basically, and that's why in some dioceses you're not even allowed to give a eulogy at a funeral, which I think is actually a smart move, because when my mother and my aunt both died, basically, I elected not to do a eulogy, because the rule of thumb is if you can't say anything positive, don't say anything at all.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that was on Catholic Connection today. I'll have to go back and listen to I'll replay it for tonight. Wow, that's interesting. I know there's been a lot of, I saw it on social media. You know, what happens is I think sometimes when something slightly changes in the church, everybody kind of comes to the surface and just shares their opinions, and it becomes such a mess, because it's so divisive. It's everybody's choosing a different side. They're making judgments. They're sizing up things. I think it's important as Catholics we get the facts before we really weigh in, you know, like all of the facts. What do you say, Michael?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, that's why I don't think that it is appropriate that a eulogy be given at Mass, period. And I think that's what Bishop Paparocki was trying to get at, but I guess some people have got different opinions and all that stuff there as well, but
yeah,
but you were also saying that you were feeling better, and I think a lot of it too was that we've been doing the prayers to Saint Anne, and one of the things that Saint Anne is for healing is about for the sick.
Oh, so cool! Thank you. That's so cool. Thank you, Michael. Okay, well, thank you for weighing in, and thank you for always being there for us on YouTube. And happy birthday again from yesterday. This is so wonderful that you called in. We're glad we got to spend your birthday. I put you in the prayer book right next to Father Mitch, so that's a good position to be in, Michael. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay, Amy was a first-time caller driving through Ohio and dropped off. Amy, if you're still listening, if you call in, just tell Matt you were going to be next, and I'll get you on air. I'd love to hear your story about retirement. So, Amy, if you could call back, I know it's a busy Monday. I would love to hear from you. Michael freed a phone line for someone to jump on and share about retirement. Are you looking forward to retirement? In retirement, can you talk about retirement? Maybe you're a retirement specialist, like a person that works at these 55 and older places, and you're like, I know exactly I know exactly what happens, the transition it takes for people to make into retirement, what it means emotionally, psychologically. Well, share with us. We want to know. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Please dial in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Marie from Glendale, hold on. Rachel got in right before you. First time caller from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock Catholic Radio. Hi, Rachel. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. You go right ahead. What are your thoughts on retirement?
Sure, Debbie. So I'm a young person. I'm 30 years old. And I often, you know, have the fear behind what that looks like and how to start preparing for that. You know, I was saying that I think my generation too, we kind of have this like, let go and let God mindset about a lot of things. And I just kind of keep faith that everything will be okay, but I know that that's not realistic. I'm just, you know, I'm looking for advice on what that looks like, how to start, where to start, when is too soon, when is too late, all of those things.
Wow, that's a really great question that you, and you said you're in your early 30s, or are you closer to 40?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
early
30s.
Yeah.
I think it's really important, as you know, as a life coach, we deal with this all the time. We get a lot of 30-year-olds that come to us. Actually, it starts in about mid-20s, where they're starting to think about their future and their plan for their life, of what they want. You know, do they want to get married? Do they, you know, want us to have a big family, small family? Do they want to go, what kind of line of work do they want to do? What hobby? What you know, things they want to do for the church. So So young folks are planning out a lot, you know. Now we can plan, but God has, you know, his plan, right? And so we have to, especially as Catholics, we really want to get in alignment with God's will. So given that, I think it's really important. This is just me talking now, Rachel, because you asked the question. Business world for many years, mainly in the insurance industry, where we did a lot of financial advising. And one of the things I would say to young folks in their 20s and 30s and 40s is make sure you get out of debt, save wisely. Don't get into the mentality, you know, this is what I want. Do the exercise of this is what I need, and go for the stuff you need, and leave the stuff, you know, that you want for later to really prepare for the future. I think that is very important, to be financially responsible and also be free, right? You know, have that freedom. So that financial freedom. So that's really important. Looking forward, I will tell you this, because you asked the question. I know I'm going to ruffle a lot of feathers with this one, and I know people are going to start calling me or emailing me. So please don't. I'm having a good Monday. Yeah, please. I would say to young folks, don't wait to start serving the church. Mm-hmm. Many people in their 20s and 30s have the mindset that when I get older and I have free time, I will serve the Lord again. Mm-hmm. That's a mistake. Why do I say that? Because I'm 60 years old and I've had major health issues. And a lot of times when you have a health problem or something of that nature, it'll stop you from living out the things you've wanted to do, right? I was determined, because I'm very strong-willed, I was determined to continue to be in ministry all throughout the illness and all the problems and treatments and everything. I was determined.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and because I knew that if I let that go, it was a huge part of me was going to die. And
absolutely.
I didn't want that. So I would say to young folks, please try to carve out time for God now. Don't have this mindset, I'm going to work really hard, I'm going to, you know, build up my career, I'm going to build up my business, and then I'll retire, and then I'll have time for God. Because you don't know if that's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to have that kind of time, because something could happen, okay? And then you're going to miss out on an opportunity. So that would be the second thing. Third thing I would say is really look at your definition of success. I would say to young people, look at your definition of success. If success is how much stuff you've accumulated, how many degrees you've acquired, how many things you've done in the world, that's your definition of success. If your definition of success is every single day on this earth, I am using God's gifts that He has given me. I am walking the walk, talking the talk. I am trying to get in a state of grace, staying in a state of grace. I'm a pilgrim on a journey, getting back to God. And my goal is sainthood. That's what I would say for young folks to really think about and look towards as a plan for life. So I would love, Rachel, which you just dropped off. If you can call back, I'd love to hear your comments. I don't know what's happening with dropping off today on the phones, but Rachel, please call back. I'm going to hit the pause button in just about 30 seconds. I'd love to hear your comments on what I just said. Call right back. Marie, hang on. The others calling in, tell me what your thoughts are about this, about my wisdom that I kind of shared with young people today, those in their 20s or 30s. I would love to hear your comments on this. There's more I have to say, but I got to get to the break, and I think we're getting Rachel back, and others are calling in. Good. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I'll continue when I come back. The question question I'm asking today is, are you looking forward to retirement or are you in retirement? And you can share some thoughts and impart your wisdom on this. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Not sure what happened with the phones, Rachel, but I'm so glad you called back. And I was sharing some of my thoughts on this topic about preparing for the future. The other thing, too, is I would really have a good support system around you as you journey through life. It's very important to have people around you that can be there for you in good times and in bad. And it's just, you know, this is a journey. This is an adventure. It's a roller coaster ride, but it's life and we all go through it. And we need community. We need friends. We need parishioners, fellow parishioners, coworkers, things of that nature. I would also say too, not for you, Rachel, but just in general, I would say to young folks, try not to burn bridges, because I've seen it in my lifetime that people who are like an I don't care attitude, what happens in this particular situation or at this parish or whatever, I've seen it come back to really haunt them later in life. And I just think it's important just to kind of realize people are people. They're going to have their faults. They're going to have their character flaws, and we've got to keep moving forward. Okay, Rachel, I have said a lot. I'm so glad you called back. I would love to hear what you have to say.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think all of that is great advice, and it's nice to hear, you know, again, just as a young person looking for that wisdom and insight. And yeah, I think one of those things, you know, the best way to make God laugh is to tell him your plans. So, right. You know, I as much as I have them, and I'm solid in that, it's still, again, there's that up in the air of like, you know, what comes next and what that future looks like. But I belong to an older parish. I'm of Italian descent and an Italian Catholic mm-hmm. parish that a lot of the community has moved away, and a lot of the community is, you know, unfortunately either passing away. It's just there's an older community. So it is, I think, important for young people to keep it alive. And I see the importance of that firsthand as, you know, things start to shift within that community. So I think that's great advice, even just for anybody else out there looking for that. Yeah, it's important. It starts with our generation and it continues with our generation.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's you know, the future is always scary. You never know what's coming up. But that's why I said I always have such a let go and let God mindset. And maybe unorganized as that feels, it still feels organized in my heart. So I appreciate all your words. So.
Yeah, Rachel, you got to go with how you're created, you know, and how you roll. And I think that's awesome. Let go and let God. The other thing you said too about, you know, God having a sense of, you know, our sense of humor versus God's sense of humor, you know, it's so interesting because in general, we need to have a sense of humor in life. We've got to lighten up because it's getting so heavy. Social media is brutal. I don't know why anybody who's young would want to be on social media. I think it's horrible.
I know.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. I mean, you go out there so innocently, like you put something on social media saying, oh, isn't it beautiful? The sky is blue. And people will write back, there's no sky is blue. Who are you anyway?
Right.
Get off social media.
Exactly.
It's terrible. I mean, it can ruin your day. And so so I think that you got to keep a sense of humor. That's the other thing. The other thing too is you just said something so powerful. In the journey of life, step by step, we've got to build trust because God, that's why we have the Divine Mercy image in every single parish. Thank you, every single church. Thank you, John Paul, too, because Jesus, we trust in you. It's all about trusting in God and free falling into God's arms. And I love that you're asking for, you know, kind of a plan or kind of getting an idea of how we, the older folks, feel about things. But you said in the parish that you're at, I would also ask them because, you know, A lot of seniors have a tremendous amount of wisdom to share. They're just never asked. And that's and that is such a problem. And I love that you asked, Rachel. And I can tell you, as we went on break, I had one direct message come in, and the lovely Take Two family member said, "I love Rachel. I wish she was my daughter. She's so sweet."
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
yeah. So, Rachel, thank you for asking. I mean, sometimes
of course.
I think. Yeah, sometimes I think, and no disrespect, please forgive me if this comes across critical of your generation, but sometimes I think the young folks think that we're dead already, and we're not. You know,
right.
That,
oh, absolutely.
You know, and I'm a lot of fun to hang around with. You know, I can still.
And I'm sure, Debbie. I'm sure of that.
I can still party with the best of them, Rachel.
But, I'm sure of it. I believe it.
Yeah, I just start to get a little tired around 8 o'clock. I just have to tell
you. Okay, and you know what? Me too. I'll say that.
There you go. So if I'm ever back in Cleveland, I'll look you up, Rachel, and we'll go out for lunch or something.
Oh, perfect. Oh, Debbie, it's been a pleasure. Yeah, I've never called in, and I felt compelled today as I'm driving here, and I felt compelled to weigh in on the conversation.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. God bless you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Call us again, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, God bless you as
Thank
well.
You. Thank you. I put you in the prayer book for blessings today, so you're in the so feel those prayers.
I appreciate that.
You
Thank
got
you.
It. You got it, Rachel. You're awesome. Thank you. What a great call. I just love Rachel. And you guys love Rachel, too. We all love Rachel. We want her to call all the time. She brightens up our day. Okay, Marie has been waiting so patiently in very hot 117 degree Glendale, Arizona on YouTube. Marie, I can say that because it is so hot here in Gilbert. I don't know why we live here sometimes, Marie.
I guess because you don't have to shovel heat. But okay. I said, in my old age, I could take the heat a lot better now. I don't get as hot as I did when I was younger, you know.
Right.
So look forward to that as you're getting older, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's true. That's true. I remember my mother, she would go into places that I was like so hot in these restaurants.
Yeah.
And my mother would carry a sweater and wear a sweater.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, how are you wearing a sweater in this? And she says, I'm chilly.
I have my air on 79. Sometimes I'm cold.
Okay, so that's something to, I guess, to look forward to. So, Marie, tell us about retirement. You always have great pearls of wisdom.
I was forced to retire young in my late 50s because my husband got an early buyout from the company he was working with, and he didn't want. So then we moved from New Jersey to Arizona. You know, he didn't want to stay in New Jersey because he couldn't walk around and it was too cold in the winter. So we moved out here. And he didn't want me to work anymore. He said, I want you with me. I don't want you to work. And it was fine. I mean, I lost him in 2018, as you know. But, you know, I just accept retirement as God. Now, last week I had the priest come over to bless my house, and he said to me, it struck me odd. He said, what are you going to do if you get handicapped? I said, I'm just going to take one day at a time and leave it to God. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm failing. I know I can't walk. I can't, you know. Feel like, but I just do the best I can with what I can. That's what you have. You give 100% to God to let Him worry about it, right?
Oh yeah. Well, Marie, you know, another response you could have given that fine priest is to say to him, Father, as you know, I have a very powerful guardian angel beside me, very powerful, who's got my back.
I should have said that.
Yeah, who's got my back? Who is my bodyguard, my soul guard?
Yeah.
And you know, honestly, Marie, I really believe that God. Another reason why Christ gave us His angels to guard us and guide us was because of this fear that as you get older, there is that fear. You know, am I going to be able to, you know, drive? Am I going to be able to take care of myself?
You see, I never even drove. When I moved to Arizona, I got my license the first week, and I was like a walkaholic. I'd walk all over the city, you know?
Yeah.
And So then when I had to drive, I was scared. I was too afraid to drive. So now I take the dial rise and friends drive me around, you know? And that's, but I still do it. I just pray for all these people that help me every day, you know? I really feel grateful. My church is like a second family to me.
Oh, I love that.
I have a very good church family, and everybody tries to help each other, and really a bunch of wonderful people. And God bless my daughter. I got my one daughter that has a lot on her plate, and I keep praying for her. I wish she'd come back to church, but it hasn't happened. I took all your advice, but nothing worked yet. But I'm still not giving up. I'm going to be another St. Monica and pray for 2 years.
Right. Because eternity is forever. So, you got to keep praying, right? So you got to keep praying.
Right.
It's very important.
And you
got to
plan. My husband started planning retirement in his 30s. So that's why I'm okay. I can live in my house. But, I think retirement needs to be planned. You can't just quit and just not think about it, you know?
Right. So kind of like what the advice I was giving Rachel, like to really start planning if you financially for retirement.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So your husband was very responsible. That's a beautiful St. Joseph quality, Marie.
He did. He was, I mean, even though he really, it was like hit me over the head with a two-by-four when he stopped going to church, because he was a cradle Catholic, and he always went, all of a sudden he said he was faking it all. When he was 60, I think, he stopped going. Mm-hmm. But he never stopped me from going. He drove me there, and, you know, but he was a good person, and he took care of me. He took less pension, so I would get, because I had a 401, but I didn't have a pension with my job, so he made sure I would be okay financially, you know?
Oh. Yeah. Did he, I know you told us the story before, but just to refresh my memory, before he passed, did he reconcile all of that spiritual stuff with God?
No.
He didn't.
He died sudden. That's why I was really upset because he went in the bathroom and he just keeled over and died, you know?
Oh.
And my pastor said we're going to pray him into heaven. He feels that Father Ed told me we could pray him into heaven. I'm sure he believed in God, but he got into this New Age stuff, which creeped me out. I don't believe it. That stuff is creepy. So, but that's what he got into. But he never reconciled, you know. But I still believe. I still have a lot of faith in God that God is going to pull him up.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was baptized Catholic and went through the sacraments, and he practiced for many years.
Oh, yeah, he did all his Catholic. I mean, he was a devout Catholic for years. We went to Mass together, and I think it was in his early 60s. And one day he got a cold for some reason, and he didn't go for a couple of days. And then he told me, I'm never going back. I was faking it all these years. And I couldn't accept that, you know.
See, so that breaks my heart. That breaks my heart. Yeah. Do you still have masses? Yeah. Do you have masses
set for him all the time.
Good.
I'm really not good about going to the cemetery because he's in Sun City, so it's kind of inconvenient for me.
Okay.
But I have masses set for him all the time.
Good.
Time, you know?
Good. That's
my
good.
My son too.
And your son too. Yeah, that's a good reminder for all of us to continue to have masses said for those our departed loved ones. I'm glad you.
Right.
Your whole family's in our prayer book, Marie. So you can count
Thank
on
you,
that.
I need
and
it.
And I just go ahead.
I was going to say what was harder for me to when I had to quit because I got very involved in church after I retired. I had to back down from some of that stuff. But they still want me to be part of the team. I do things that don't get me in trouble. I don't carry wine or do stuff like that because I'm shaky. I'm herky-jerky. But they make me I do the music, and I get the ministers. They're still letting me help out, so I'm grateful for that.
Good. I'm so glad that you're still active and you have that good support system in the parish community. You are awesome, Marie. We'll pray for you that you stay cool for the rest of the summer. I think we got about another 6 weeks of this monsoon and heat season. So we're going to make it again, I think, this year, Marie. So God bless you. Thank you so much for being just a wonderful, valued, beautiful member of Take Two. We love you, Marie.
Take care.
Thank you. She always brightens my day. I love Marie from Glendale, Arizona. She's so cool, and she has great words for all of us, so we can always listen to her life experience. And we're going to get to David as well, but I wanted to let you know there is time for you. There's time for you right now, but you have to do it right now. If you wait any longer, you're going to be left on the line, and I'm not going to get to you. I'd love to hear your take on this topic about retirement. Do you have, and maybe you're in financial planning, and you could give us some tips and tools and tricks and all sorts of things. Maybe you have lived through it and came out of retirement, and you're like, I want to tell you what it's like it coming back into the workforce. You know, any angle, we want to cover it, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So please dial in if you have something to say or share. We need to hear your story. You can keep the details private, some details private, names private, all that kind of thing. But we do need to talk about it so we can help others. This is how we catechize. This is how we form and inform the body of Christ. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can call or text to that exact same number. David, Springfield, Virginia, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, David. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. So I'm not only a first-time caller, but a first-time listener to EWTN. I was out mowing my lawn this morning. I used to listen to WRBS, and I turned the tuner by mistake. I thought it was the volume, and I couldn't find it. And I found EWTN, and I said, oh, great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen, and you were on.
Oh, cool.
And so the Lord, so I'm off to get grass baked because I had to, and I thought, you know, the Lord tapped me on the shoulder and said, Dave, you need to call because somebody needs to hear what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing is, I am newly retired, but I consider myself semi-retired. I didn't know what I was. People would say, so are you retired? And I'd say, I don't know. I got terminated through DOGE cuts, Department of Government Efficiency, mm-hmm. last year twice in the time frame of about 6 weeks. And it was, I don't need to go into the details, but it was really clear that it was God's timing. I was not bitter, and I felt that God wanted me to listen. He's been working with me on this, and I've been slow to listen, slow to get it, but he's been very patient with me. For my whole life, I've been a doer. I'm a childhood trauma survivor. I had father issues. I was never good enough, and that's kind of how I saw God as a taskmaster, and I struggled with a personal relationship with God, and I felt like I'm scared to death of coming before him someday at the end of my life alone. Mm. And I struggle with this hyper triad, hyper-vigilant, hyper-responsible, hyper-efficient. Well, that did me very well professionally, and I was able to, even though my wife didn't work because of mental health issues on her part, you know, childhood trauma also, God provided. And so last year at the second half of the year, I struggled with depression, you know, tried to get off of medication and it didn't work. And I was dealing with, well, what now? I'm not used to this, you know, not having a schedule, no rhythm of life.
Right.
God was very patient with me and worked with me through this. And as I speak to you today, you know, it is so clear that what he's doing and that it's really spiritual. And I don't need to be concerned with what my next mission is. I have a lot of ideas, but I'm increasingly convinced that he wants me to do the hard work of getting myself 100% available to him.
Wow.
It doesn't need to be perfection, just one step at a day and rely on his grace. And he's giving me all of the people, the right people, to share things that encourage me. And, you know, it's kind of miraculous the way things are turning out. And I'm not concerned about what my next mission is. I could die tomorrow. I could go for another 20 years. It's up to him. This is really radical for me.
It's so interesting you use that word. I was going to say, what a radical shift in your life. So, yeah, that is amazing. So, David, I want to make sure I get the details correct. You are Catholic, a practicing Catholic?
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Cradle Catholic, but, you know, my parents were nominal, and so I was kind of nominal, but there was something really deep within me, even as a child. But when I went away to college, Villanova University, a Catholic college, and I went to Catholic schools all my life, never went to Mass. And it wasn't until, so through my 20s, I lapsed and returned in earnest in my 30s. You know, conversion, that's a whole other thing, a return to the church.
So, David, do you have a spiritual director? Are you looking for a spiritual director to process through this understanding, this epiphany, if you will, this revelation in your life? Are you working with people that you trust in the church?
Oh, I do. Good. I have a priest who is a spiritual director, and he's great.
Good.
I also have a new trauma therapist who's really helpful, too, you know, and she's Catholic. You know, toward processing things, and she's very good.
Wow. So, David, I put you in the prayer book for an abundance of graces and blessings during this beautiful time. You know, there's no accident with God. You know, you said first-time listener, first-time caller, you tripped onto the station. By the way, yes, it's EWTN programming, so Guadalupe Radio Network is an EWTN affiliate, but you tripped onto an amazing station. So I would stay, I would lock that in to Guadalupe Radio Network.
Yes,
for sure.
No accident.
Yeah.
There was no accident.
Absolutely. But your testimony and it, the unfolding of this point in your life, I really think, are you documenting it? Meaning, are you putting it in a journal?
Oh, yeah.
Are you, okay,
oh,
good.
I keep a journal, yes.
Good, yeah. Good.
If I could add one other thing,
sure,
that might be helpful to somebody listening that isn't necessarily retirement oriented, but it's unique for me. I've been married 30 years. My wife has a diagnosis of dissociative identity disorder, which is a really, really hard diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And it really wreaks havoc on marriage. And somehow God's given me the grace to last 30 years, and things are going much better now.
Beautiful.
And God's using me to lift my wife out of this. There's a lot of other difficult relationships in the family due to brokenness, and he's using me. I would rather not have walked this route, but I can feel the blessing of it. Mm-hmm. God, you can't outgive the Lord, as a wise friend told me a number of years back, and mm-hmm. It's true.
Wow. Well, God has blessed you, and he'll continue to bless you if you stay in alignment with his will like you're doing. You're seeking the Lord. You are receiving those very in-tune messages from God straight to you, David. David, this is an exciting journey you're on at this point in your life. Please, would you keep in touch with us? I put you in the prayer book. Feel our prayers, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I agree with everything you said while I was mowing. I thought when you said, boy, I'll probably get pushed back on this. And I thought, you are spot on from my perspective as a 69-year-old man.
Oh, wow. Well, I think you're awesome. I can't wait to future conversations with you, David. So make sure you put the number in your book there, and then you can call in again. We'd love to have you share your wisdom on various topics that we introduce. Okay?
Yes, thank you so much, and God bless your work.
Thank you. Thank you, David. God bless you, and thank you for being a member now of the Take Two family. Okay, I'm going to get to Nora real quickly, but I want to just share open line is Monday this afternoon, which is today. Today's Monday, at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Father John Trigilio answers all of your questions. A very fine priest. Nora, first-time caller in Kentucky, Sirius XM 130. Hi, Nora. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
It's still morning for me.
Okay. Is it your city? Is it Paducah?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay.
It is. And
okay.
I've only been
ahead.
Here 6 months.
Mm.
And
so,
I moved here from Florida.
Okay, real quickly, I just want to say something, Nora, real quickly. I just looked at the clock. I only have 2 minutes, so I need you to Reader's Digest version because I wanted to squeeze you in. So what? Share with us your journey. Okay.
Well, my retirement was very unexpected. My position was eliminated, but God has a plan because my job ended in November. Ooh. My husband went to hospice, like, the day after I got home from a trip, and my husband had been sick for 2 years with lung cancer, but fortunately for me, I was able to spend all the time that he was on hospice, which wasn't very long. He died on December 7th, just before the Christmas holidays, but I was blessed to have worked from home for those 2 years, so I was with him all the time. And then I was with him at his bedside along with our three children until the moment he died. So I thank God for those small blessings that he gave me at a time where I didn't feel like I had any blessings back then, but now I recognize them.
Right. Could you feel comfortable giving us, I'm so sorry for your loss, your husband's first name?
John.
Okay. I put him in the prayer book next to you, Nora, and your three kids. We've got you in the prayer book. I'm so sorry you went through that. But, you know, you shared a story that I think so many of us can learn from. And that is when something you said about your job was eliminated. So you were forced into that. But it enabled you to have that very privileged, intimate time with John in the final moments of his life with your beautiful family that the two of you created. Together with God at the center. You know, Nora, that helps all of us put things into perspective. Sometimes you know, things will happen to us and we'll think, why is the timing of this? This is so wrong. I don't like this. But there, it could be for a greater purpose, a greater reason. We have to trust in God. Nora, thank you so much for sharing. I know it was a very deep story. I wish I had longer to spend with you. You were a first-time caller. Please call us back again. And thank you. Thank you for stepping up. I know it helped me tremendously what you just shared. I could imagine it's helping others as well right now. So, wow. Well, this is it, guys. See how fast this hour goes. Thank you so much to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Rich, all the affiliates that carry the show. And I just want to say to all of the Take Two family, you are amazing. You're doing such great work with your takes on all the topics. Tomorrow, we're going to be asking the question, are you bored with life? Is it like Groundhog Day? Are you bored with life? Think about it. Call in early. That's for tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.